It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
October 28th, 1946, a five-man commission of civilians was appointed by President Harry Truman to become the Atomic Energy Commission, which was established by the August 1st, 1946 U.S. Atomic Energy Act. The commission's mission was to develop and utilize atomic energy for the public welfare, increasing the standard of living. 1955, William Gates was born. Happy birthday to Bill Gates as he celebrates a lot of years. 1970, the IBM Data Processing Division. Would you want me to report your age if you were born? Anyway, the IBM Data Processing Division announces two new products, the IBM System 3 Model 6 and the IBM System 7. They were two low-cost computers for the factory, laboratory, and office. 1983, battered by losses of $223 million during the 9 months of 1983, Texas Instruments publicly announces its intention to exit the personal home computer market and to discontinue support of the TI-99/4A computer. 1985, 30 years after he was born, Bill Gates decides to proceed with an initial public offering of Microsoft stock. 1996, Apple Computer unveils the MessagePad 2000, which was a new handheld computer based on the Apple Newton operating system. And Microsoft and Intel announced plans to develop the NetPC specification. And in 1998, a few things here. Microsoft announced that it had signed a $90 million internet advertising agreement with First USA Incorporated, which was a unit of the Bank One Corporation. President William Jefferson Clinton signs the Digital Millennium Copyright Act into law, the DMCA Act into law. The bill criminalizes reverse engineering of any product with the intention of circumventing copyright protection. Also in 1998, a statement by America Online official is offered as testimony in a suit against Microsoft, stating that AOL would be inclined to offer Netscape as their default browser, but they fear retaliation from Microsoft if the switch support was to be taken away from Microsoft's Internet Explorer. And United States Vice President Al Gore unveils Pacific Blue, which is a computer that is capable of making 3.9 trillion calculations per second. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia. For more details over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in 2002, Palm introduces the Palm Tungsten T handheld computer. It featured a 175 megahertz Texas Instruments OMAP1510 chip, or ARM925 processor, 16 megabytes of RAM, a voice recorder, and a whole bunch more for $499. Palm also introduced the Palm Tungsten W handheld computer, featuring a 33 MHz Dragon Ball VZ processor, for $549. 2003, Palm shareholders vote to merge with Handspring to form a new company called Palm One Worldwide. they would spin off PalmSource as a separate company. 2005, Sun Microsystems releases OpenSolaris Desktop 01 for Linux and Solaris. The system was based on the Gnome 2.10. And in 2009, Verizon and Motorola unveil the Droid, which is their first Android phone on Verizon's network. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.